And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A short time ago, when Mary Noble returned to the small New York hotel in the theater district where she's now staying, she was given a package at the desk in the lobby. When she opened it up, the card surprised her indeed, as she now explains to her good friend Maud Marlowe, well-known character actress.
What do you mean it was waiting for you in the hotel safe? How could a ruby pendant meant for Julia Dixon find its way to you?
I'm telling you all I know, Maud. I went out to Long Island over Christmas so that I could be with our neighbors, Florence and Walter Baker. I invited Larry Jr. to stay with them through the holidays.
Yes, 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 but that still doesn't explain it.
Well, when I got back just a little while ago, Mr. Burns at the desk downstairs said they'd been trying desperately to reach me for some time. He said a package had come by bonded messenger, and this is it.
Well, it's fantastic. Let's see that card again, Mary.
Oh, here it is, Maud.
Merry Christmas to Julia, with love and devotion, Rupert.
You see? It must have been missent.
Obviously. And of all the stupid things to do.
Told me at the desk that Rupert Barlow has been calling frantically.
I don't wonder. I don't suppose the great Rupert Barlow would care to have his faithful housekeeper and secretary know that he absent-mindedly sent her Christmas present to you.
Oh, I hope she never finds out what happened to it.
So do I. But even more, I hope Larry doesn't hear about it.
Oh, I don't see how he could. I certainly wouldn't dream of mentioning it to him. He has enough on his mind as it is. Right now, I've managed to convince him that it was absolutely wrong to suspect there was anything at all between Rupert and me.
Well, it'll take more than mere words to keep him convinced, my dear. Your husband wasn't born yesterday, you know.
What do you mean, Maud? You know perfectly well I have no interest in Rupert, or anyone except Larry.
That may very well be. But that doesn't say Rupert feels the same way. He's been far too attentive. He's offered far too much assistance to be a casual friend.
You've made up your mind that Rupert is an evil person and nothing will change you.
Nothing is likely to change my mind about Rupert. Especially this present that was misdirected.
Is there anything wrong in that?
Well, and I'd ask Julia Dixon. I doubt if she'd be very happy to know where her Christmas present has landed.
Well, I don't intend to tell her. That would be unkind and entirely without purpose. But why you persist in thinking of Rupert Barlow as some kind of arch monster, just because he's done everything he could with his wealth and influence to help Larry through the terrible strain of a murder trial, is beyond me.
Mary, do you honestly think Rupert would have offered so much help to Larry if you hadn't been in the picture?
Why, yes. Well, that is, well, he likes me. Is that wrong? And he knows I'm desperately worried about Larry. And so he's tried to step in and do what he could.
As a kind-hearted friend. Hasn't Rupert ever suggested that you are a long-suffering little woman with a philandering husband who is so madly smitten with the beautiful Claudia Vincent that he killed Oliver Wilson when he found he was secretly married to his inamorata?
He most certainly has not. Well, Rupert Barlow wouldn't dream of saying such a thing to me. But I don't think it's very kind of you to suggest it either. I thought you were a better friend of ours.
That's no good taking that tone with me, Mary. You know very well that I'd do anything in this world to keep you and Larry together.
Well, you're certainly not being very helpful right now.
Only because I want you to start thinking straight. Get it through your head that Rupert Barlow is poison, that he never does anything unselfishly, and that he can destroy your entire life if you give him the chance.
You base this on the fact that he first put money into Larry's play so that it could be produced quickly, and that he has since helped Larry by offering to pay for the most famous defense lawyer in the East, and by turning over his beautiful New York apartment to me so that I could be close to Larry until his trial is over.
And you want me to believe this was purely unselfish?
What else could it be?
Now, look here, Mary Noble. You're a very sweet and a very honest woman. You love your husband. I know that. And you wouldn't even look at another man under ordinary circumstances.
Well?
These are not ordinary circumstances. In the first place, Rupert Barlow isn't an ordinary man. He's rich and influential. Well, and even I must admit he's handsome in a spoiled sort of way.
And
it's quite natural for you to be flattered by his attention.
And I suppose you mean by that I'm turning my back on Larry at a time like this, when his very life is in jeopardy, because I'm flattered by another man's attention. You don't know me very well,
Now, just wait a minute. I know that you'll do anything to help Larry. And I know that you've stood by him faithfully.
Thank you for that much, anyhow.
What I am trying to say is that you may wonder about Larry's interest in Claudia Vincent.
Maud.
I know that you were intensely opposed to having Claudia about from the moment you met her.
Do you think that's strange? Claudia is a known fortune hunter. She's been trying to blackmail Rupert for years. Well, she even tried to shoot him the last time Larry and I were at his Oyster Bay estate. No matter what she claims, I know that's true. I was there to push her off balance and probably save Rupert's life.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Anyhow, Larry chose to take Claudia's side of the matter. And he brought her home to stay with you. And then he arranged to get her into his play. Now, all this has scarcely endeared her to you. That's why I wonder how much inner resentment still remains in your heart. Subconsciously, you may be getting back at Larry for ever getting himself involved with Claudia.
You couldn't be more wrong, Maud. And I'm entirely astonished to hear you even suggest such a thing. If you don't know me better than that by now, then you haven't been very observant all the time we've known each other.
All right, my dear. I hope you're 100% right. I was only suggesting that you might not know yourself as well as you like to think. But I can't say any more about it now. I'm past due at the theater. Wouldn't do it for an old war horse like me to be late on her one last fling in a big part. Oh, don't be cross at what I said, Mary. Think about it.
And at the same time, we find Larry Noble in an angry and outraged mood, talking to his close friend Lester Jordan, who has come to see him in the New York jail where he's awaiting trial. When they're alone in the visiting room, we hear...
Larry, some weeks ago, remember me saying I had a witness that could swing the case your way and I couldn't tell you who it was?
Mm. Oh, sure, Les, I remember.
Well, I've had the most awful time knowing what to do about this person, and now I've decided not to pull any punches, no matter what happens. I'm going to let you know the whole story, and maybe you'll be able to decide what I ought to do.
Well, if I can. Probably won't be much use to you.
Well, don't talk like that, Larry. Your trial is going to start next week. You've got to keep your chin up until then, no matter how tough it is to grind out the days in this rotten place.
Well, what about this person who's going to get me acquitted of murder? What's the secret formula? And what do I have to promise when I get out?
What's the matter with you today? You sound as though you're not even interested in your own trial.
Maybe I'm getting stir-crazy. Isn't that what they call it?
Oh, look here, Larry. This isn't a joke.
That's right, Les. It's no joke. I've been sitting in this dismal place for weeks, and I ought to know.
Now, listen to me, Larry. For the past 4 weeks, I've had your friend, Claudia Vincent, hiding out, promising to testify for you.
Claudia? Huh. I'm wondering whatever happened to Claudia.
She's been afraid to be seen, afraid to talk.
Why should she be afraid? Tell her all is forgiven. And if the police think I killed this Wilson guy because of her, well, it doesn't matter too much.
Don't be a fool, Larry. Now pull yourself together and listen to me.
I'm listening, Les. My good friend, Lester Jordan. One of the Green Room Club brothers. I'll never forget how you rallied round and produced a defense lawyer. Even though your Hubert Savage doesn't think highly of my chances for acquittal.
I'm trying to tell you that Claudia Vincent is willing to testify, and she promises she can win you an acquittal, if only I can protect her until the time to appear.
What do you mean, protect her?
Well, I thought at first she was giving me a fancy story, and I began to lose interest. After taking a ride around Central Park in a hansom cab and spending another half hour on top of the Empire State Building.
What on earth are you talking about?
Claudia Vincent! She couldn't meet me in the open. I thought it was a lot of nonsense, but it turns out she's right. Larry, she called me yesterday, and I found her in a little West Side hotel, her head all wrapped up in bandages and bruises over her face.
What?
Someone is out to get her, Larry. I know that. And what I don't know is how much good she'll do if I protect her until the time of your trial. Now, you ought to know the answer to that, and right now you'd better give it to me. Straight.
Larry Noble only half listens to his anxious friend, for he can't get out of his mind the message on the card that said,
"To Mary, the loveliest woman in all the world, from Rupert."
Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.